He was the star of Showdown 39. I speak of the Phil Walsh medalist, Scott Thompson. How are you, Scott?
I'm very well, thanks, guys. And yourselves?
Yeah, we're very well down here. We're in the Telstra Plaza. It was packed yesterday. It's going to be packed again today. Was that the most memorable Showdown you've played in?
Yeah, I'd have to say so, Bix. It was always going to be a bit of emotion surrounding that game, given the circumstances. And, you know, in the end, 3 points, we were probably lucky to hold on in that last minute, but very pleasing to come away with the 4 points.
Congratulations on your own performance. You're outstanding, well deserved of the medal, and also for your speech afterwards. I've had a number of people today speak highly of you for the composure that you showed and the care that you showed for Quinn and the Port Adelaide team and the supporters. I thought it was absolutely outstanding. How did you feel today? Because it looked like an absolutely taxing affair.
It was. You know, I could probably compare that game to a finals-like game with the speed, definitely early on in the game. I know throughout patches of the games, a lot of players were really feeling the effects of the game. And, you know, looking back on it now, a little bit sore and tired today, but you come to expect that after a showdown.
You mentioned it's like a finals game. Even more meritorious for your team in terms of having six players who have played less than 20 games. So to be able to get that result with a relatively inexperienced side was a wonderful plus.
It certainly was. You know, we had Rory Atkins come in and play his first game for the club. Riley Knight was only playing his second game for the club. So it does go to show now that we are getting some depth within our list. We've got some guys playing some very good footy in the SANFL, and our SANFL side had a fantastic win against North Adelaide on Saturday. So there's healthy competition from within, which is what we want. If we're to climb up the ladder, we need depth on our list and players AFL level or SANFL level really playing their role and performing.
What I loved was, it was very similar to the Kangaroos game, and one of Phil's mantras, the team first footy, that team defence was just outstanding. Scotty?
Yeah, it certainly was. It certainly was. And we definitely have the ability to get up in their face and take their time and space away from the ball carrier and, you know, almost force them in to do things that they didn't want to do, and reflected on the scoreboard, especially early, where we could turn the ball over and go forward and hit the scoreboard ourselves. And we know when Port Adelaide get their game up and going with their fast ball movement, they're very hard to stop. So that was a real focus going into the game.
I'd never say this to Sam Jacobs, but I was worried before the game because coming up against Lobe and Ryder, I thought he had his work cut out, but the big fella got the job done. He had more hit-outs. He had almost double the hit-outs to advantage and really gave yourself and Paddy and Dougie first look at the footy.
He certainly did. He was unbelievable yesterday, the big fella. We know what he can do, and, you know, it's tough at times doing the amount of ruck work that he does, and, you know, we're come up against a pretty good combination the week before against West Coast, and that was the same again yesterday with Lobe and Ryder in the ruck, but the way he gave the midfield first use, he definitely makes us probably look a little bit better than what we are at times.
Did you say thank you?
I always thank the big fella, mate. You've got to get around him.
You've got to get around. Well, he must have been saying to you guys, where do you want it? Vic said it, 23 hit-outs to advantage, but you had 13 clearances, so too did Paddy. That's where the game was won. Before the game, again, when you go through it, you think if we can win the midfield, if you can win contested ball, win the stoppage, win it out of centre square, those centre square numbers for the whole year, Tomo, have been remarkable.
Yeah, it's an area we pride ourselves on, and we got, you know, a bit of a touch-up against West Coast in a number of areas around the midfield last week. So we wanted to bounce back and bounce back strongly, and I felt we did that yesterday through the middle of the ground. And, you know, you touch on the centre clearances. If we were able to win that and get the ball going our way, you know, from that centre bounce and get it deep in our forward 50 and set up from there. You mentioned the team defence before. If we're able to get it, you know, deep in our forward 50 and set up our defence, when we do that and get it right, we make it very hard for opposition sides to get it back out.
Talk us through the last quarter, because you're only able to score 2 points. Port Adelaide had 19 inside 50s to your 8. They kicked 4 goals, 5. They were coming at you. Did you have some flashbacks to a couple of years back when Port Adelaide, I think, came from about 3 or 4 goals down with 2 or 3 minutes to play? Were you? Did that ever cross your mind?
No, that game, it didn't come into my mind during yesterday's game, but I'm pretty sure the game you're referring to was that one where Monfries had that one that bounced at right angle, right near the end, that enabled them to sneak over the line. But, you know, yesterday we knew they were going to throw everything at us in that last quarter. But even then, I thought for probably the first 10 minutes, we had our chances. and for a number of reasons, you know, weren't good enough to hit the scoreboard. I think we only scored the 2 points in that last quarter, but even though the scoreboard was heavily, you know, going their way in that last quarter, I thought throughout patches we still had, you know, opportunities to hit the scoreboard ourselves, and for whatever reason we couldn't. But, you know, I'm really proud, you know, looking back, that we were able to hold on the way we did, because, you know, Port are a very good side when they're up and going, and they've shown us that they have got the ability to score very quickly.
Your back six had to reshuffle after half-time with Tails going down concussed. They stood up, mm-hmm. and they must have made that your defensive coach very proud.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at the moment, when you look at the guys down there, as far as games played, we're a very inexperienced group, and you touch on the fact that Daniel Talia went down with slight concussion. A number of players had to change their roles. I thought Jake Lever's second half was fantastic, and, you know, Hardigan went from West off to Schultz after Talia went off. So, fantastic effort by the boys to play and perform the way they did.
How is he this morning? Because we heard he was right to go back on just before half-time. He's standing on the line, the interchange steward's there, and he turned around and he said, by the way, did I get carried off? And then the doc said, well, you might want to just come and have a sit with us. Can you share any of that, Tomo?
Well, to be honest, I haven't seen him today. He's had a day away from the footy club, but I've actually been told myself that he got back up and stood on the sideline and said to the doc, mate, me back's right, I'm right to go back on. And the doc said, mate, it's not your back we're worried about. You can cut, so sit down on the bench. Your day's done. So I'm pretty sure the big fella didn't know where he was for a period of time there.
Yeah. I guess the big thing now, Scott, is that there's a warm glow about all the Crows team and the supporters at the moment. But the next test is just a test of professionalism. You've got to go and play the Gold Coast Suns in 6 days' time. It's the game you're expected to win. For all the stuff you've been able to do last week, if you don't get the chocolates next week, it means nothing.
That's exactly right. We've got a short week this week, so we have to prepare well and front up against the Gold Coast come Saturday. So very impressive win for the group and the club yesterday, but one we've got to move on from very quickly. And, you know, if we want to continue to climb up the ladder, which we want to do as a side, it's a very important game again this weekend.
Players get a lot of accolades for the win yesterday, and rightly so, but I want to just pay a special homage to your assistant coaches and your coaches. Scotty Camporelli looks to have taken the reins nicely. Tell us how that's all going from your perspective as a player, Tom, and a tough job that they've had, and for that matter, Johnny Wurstfeld's role amongst all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. A very, very tough job for all the coaches over the past fortnight, given the circumstances with what's happened. But, you know, I think Scott's handled himself unbelievably well in the past fortnight. And, you know, every coach that we've got has had to slightly lift their workload compared to what they were doing before everything happened. And, you know, you touched on the fact that we've now got John Wurstfeld on board as well, and he's been fantastic for the playing group and also our whole of the coaching group, just as a sounding board to go back to, get advice from if needed, and go from there.
Scotty said, which I liked in the presser afterwards, that this win should really galvanise the group and their belief that what you're doing is right.
Yeah, that's right. And we do have great belief. You know, even though the emotion surrounding the first game back against West Coast last week, you know, we were pretty disappointed to come away with the defeat we did. So to move on from that quickly and get the result yesterday was good. And it has galvanised the group. And we've been, you know, the last fortnight as a team, we've trained really well. So I expect that to continue. We're going to keep driving the elite standards that we set for ourselves and hopefully continue our climb up the ladder.
Now, Scotty, I saw you had the kids on the oval after the game. I then saw a pic in the change rooms where your son had the Phil Walsh medal on. Has he taken it off yet?
I had to force it off his neck last night when he went to bed, the little man, but no, he definitely enjoyed wearing that around for most of the night.
And everyone's talking about Paddy D and his contract. When are we announcing yours? We had a whisper today ourselves, Scotty.
There's a few fair few whispers getting around by the sounds of it, boys.
Oh, no.
But, look, I'm enjoying my footy. I do want to go around again, whether, you know, given my age and all the rest of it, and where the list is at and where the club's at, you know, there's no doubt I'll have to wait till later in the season and hopefully something sorts itself out. But, yeah, I'm really enjoying my footy and hopefully go around again next year.
There's no hold-up with it, is there? You want to, they want you to, so what's the hold-up?
Wow, do you want to go and have a club for me, mate?
Oh, I'll bloody bat. Hey, Tomo, I'll bat for you. I'm telling you, if we were to do the BNF now, Dangerfield, Thompson and Laird are tied. So you want to play. Right. What's the hold-up?
I think, mate, just given the age I'm at and where the list is at, and they've got to, you know, try and lock away a few guys yet, and hopefully mine will sort itself out in the coming weeks if the club sees fit.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It will indeed. And just one final one. Just the after the game was finished, there was that 1 minute of applause. That was outstanding, and it seemed to get louder as the minute went on. It was just a really nice exclamation mark, I guess, on the whole day.
Yeah, it certainly was, and it was a great way to recognise and celebrate Phil's life, you know, with the Port Adelaide and Adelaide Footy Club and the whole of the 54,000 odd that were there yesterday, because, you know, in the last 2 weeks, after everything's happened, you know, the amount of emotion and support and tributes, and that's been overwhelming for everything. And, you know, you mentioned Quinn earlier on, how brave of it was for her to be out on the oval after the game. I just thought the way the clubs did it was fantastic.
I guess now it's a time when people are talking about and speculating about who would be the coach next year. Roey talked about Scott Camporeale or Scott Camporelli, whichever way you want to say it. You've worked really closely with him for the last 4 or 5 years. Would you endorse him?
Oh, look, I think Scott does an unbelievable job. He's been at the club for a number of years now. Worked very closely with him through the midfield over that time. Got good relationship with him. He understands the playing group really, really well. You know, I think he sees the game really well, but, you know, in saying that, you know, we've got to live in the now, and he's taken over in unfortunate circumstances. So that's one for the club to sort out. And, you know, I don't even know if he wants to do the job, but at the moment, what he's done so far, the way he's held himself and carried the team over the last 2 weeks has been really impressive.
Yeah, I have to concur from an outsider's point of view. That looks exactly right. Scotty, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on the team and also your performance on the weekend. It was a much-needed win for the club. It elevated you into the top eight. Let's hope you can stay there for the rest of the year.
Thanks a lot, guys.